This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. economy added the fewest workers in 6 months in November, hindered by a resurgence in new COVID-19 cases that, together with a lack of more government relief money, threatens the recovery from the pandemic recession. Reuters' Conway G. Gittins reports.
Hiring slowed sharply in November. Employers added just 245,000 workers. That's the lowest rate of new hires in 6 months, according to Labor Department data released Friday. Throw in November's paltry employment gains, and America has yet to recover around 10 million jobs lost during the health crisis. The closely watched numbers also showed a surge in the number of Americans who are experiencing long periods of unemployment. The slowdown in hiring is the clearest signal of an economic rebound that has stalled. The nation's unemployment rate now stands at 6.7%.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittins. President-elect Joe Biden is predicting the economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus pandemic will only get worse if Congress doesn't act quickly to pass an aid bill. Biden delivered remarks Friday afternoon reacting to the November National Jobs Report, which showed a sharp decrease in U.S. hiring. The Democrat called the report dire and said it shows the economy is stalling, but he said quick action from Congress can halt some of the damage.
It's a snapshot, I might remind you, up to mid-November. Before the surge in COVID cases we predicted, many predicted, and the deaths rise that we've seen in December.
The president-elect said the impact of the pandemic will not be solved when he takes office next month. He said any package passed by the lame duck session of Congress will not be enough, and that more help will be needed when the next Congress takes over.